make a big deal of Wild Blue Lupin because it is the only plant that the federally endangered Karner blue butterfly, the caterpillars of which, it's the only plant that the caterpillars will eat.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with India Futterman, the science education specialist at the Albany Pinebush Preserve. The preserve is getting ready for one of its biggest annual events, which is a hybrid virtual event this year because of the pandemic. It's tied to the lupin bloom, as you'll hear, the key food source for the endangered Karner blue butterfly.
So I do a number of things. I lead what we call naturalist walks, which are guided walks on some of the trails at the Pine Bush. I develop and help implement educational programs, mostly virtual these days, but for students of all grades. And I coordinate our chapter of Teen Science Cafe, which is a national network of institutions that engage local teens in science by helping them plan and execute social events with local scientists. So they get a chance to speak with scientists who are working at local universities as well as other places. And in addition to that, I also coordinate our volunteer naturalists. So those are a group of locals who come out to the trails at the Pine Bush and fill out trail reports for trail conditions, as well as wildlife sightings on the trails. So I do a number of things.
For people listening to this who maybe haven't been to the Albany Pine Bush before, give us a little overview of what it's like. How big is it? Why is it so important ecologically, that kind of thing?
We have over 3,000 acres of land in total at the Albany Pine Bush Preserve and 12 different trails, about 20 miles of trails. And the Albany Pine Bush is a really special place because it's an inland pine barrens ecosystem, and that's there's fewer than 20 of that kind of ecosystem in the entire world. And what that means is that there are certain species that thrive here that cannot survive in other places. We have this really distinct soil, which is mostly sand. And so that, of course, limits what kinds of plants can grow here. And so the plants that do grow here are really specifically adapted to this environment. And there are incredible sand dune formations, which, you know, one would not expect to see in the Capital District, but they're here. And we also, there are about 70 species of greatest conservation need that inhabit the pine bush. So we the science staff here works hard to monitor their populations and works to conserve their habitat.
So this is the time of year when the lupin will be blooming soon. What is the importance of that particular plant to the pine bush and that ecosystem?
So lupin, we make a big deal of wild blue lupin because it is the only plant that the federally endangered Karner blue butterfly, the caterpillars of which, it's the only plant that the caterpillars will eat as they're developing. So while the butterfly itself can pollinate all sorts of flowers, the lupin is essential for the butterfly in its caterpillar stage of life. So we work really hard to monitor lupin growth throughout the preserve and protect it, because that will further ensure the longevity of Karner blue butterfly populations here.
So I was just wondering, because of the cold snap we've been seeing over the last few days, is it possible that the bloom will be later than expected this year?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think we ever got below freezing, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't think it will affect it. And the other day I was walking along the trails, and the lupin is still in its early stages of growth. Right now it's just the leaves and the really early buds. So I would think that we're in the clear. It's not too far along for it to be, I think, affected too heavily by that cold snap.
After the caterpillars of the eventual Karner blue eat the lupin, how long until the butterfly explosion of that year, for lack of a better term?
So the Karner blue butterflies currently are in egg stage right now. And so the first brood of adults appears in late May. So we're going to be seeing caterpillars early May through mid-May. And then by the end of May, that's when our adult Karner blue butterflies will emerge. And they have two broods. So one is early spring and the other is midsummer around July. So we're going to see two waves of Karner blues fluttering about.
You mentioned earlier that the Karner blue is endangered and many other species that make the pine bush home are endangered. How is that conservation process going as we speak? I mean, are they doing okay? Are these species safe in the pine bush?
Yes. We recently put out a report about Karner blue butterfly populations at the pine bush, and they are on the rise. They're the highest that they've been in years, thanks in large part to the conservation efforts of the staff, the science staff here, but in addition, I think, as well, to increase public awareness of the butterfly and of its habitat requirements. So that's really good news. It's hard to say whether those population numbers will sustain themselves without our continued highly monitored conservation work, but we at least know now that the work that we do is indeed benefiting butterfly populations. So happy to report that.
And if people do go into the trails, I mean, they should steer clear if they see the lupin growing, which is everywhere, and the butterflies eventually, you know, look but don't touch, obviously.
Absolutely, yes. And so lupin is pretty recognizable. It has these what are called compound leaves. They are sort of, there's a green teardrop-shaped leaves that sort of radiate in a circle, and they're pretty large. They're like they range from light green to sort of a purpley color, and they grow in clusters along the trails, as well as other spots at the preserve, but you can often see them along the sides of the trail. So we just ask that folks don't step on the lupin when they see it, because that could damage the plant. And yes, please do not handle Karner blue butterflies. And they are very small, by the way. They're only about the size of a quarter. So,
oh.
Yeah, which is quite, I think people are surprised to learn that.
Yeah. I guess maybe because when you see them, they're usually more than one, so.
Yes. I think Nabokov described them as blue snowflakes.
Oh, okay. Well, he
lovely.
Obviously loved his butterflies.
Yes. He was actually the one who named the Karner blue butterfly.
You know, I think I may have learned that at one point and forgotten it.
It's just such an interesting connection, you know? So.
Now, what's the plan for the Lupin Festival this year, and what can people expect?
So this is almost a hybrid Lupin Festival this year, virtual and in person. We've moved a lot of the workshop and group activity things to a virtual framework. For instance, we're doing a virtual painting workshop. We're doing virtual science talks with our science staff, which are going to be really fun. But in person, we're doing individualized walks on the trails with the focus of educating visitors about Karner blue butterfly and wild blue lupin. So in previous years, we'd have large groups of people from all over the city come for a single walk, and we'd lead a bunch of people. But this year, as we've been doing for the duration of the pandemic, we have been limiting our walks to one party. So that's actually kind of nice for people because they get this one-on-one experience with an educator here. And then the live music that we had in the parking lot in previous years by the Whippersnappers, that's going to be live streamed, as well as a live animal program. That's going to be live streamed as well. So And then we also are encouraging folks to do self-guided hikes at the preserve, because there's a lot to see and a lot to witness.
And what are the dates? When does it start?
So we begin on Saturday, May 15th, and Lupin Fest runs until Saturday, June 5th.
India, is there anything I forgot to ask you or something that you'd like to add?
I will say that visitors who are interested in either attending a virtual program at Albany Pine Bush for Lupin Fest or in signing up for a guided walk can go to albanylupinfest.org. That website is going to go live on Saturday the 15th, the first day of Lupin Fest. And that's where you can find all of the links to the live streamed programs. And you can see the schedule for Lupin Fest, as well as some cool virtual interactive tools that we have. But if you're interested in signing up for a walk or another event that requires registration, you can actually go on to the albanypinebush.org regular website, which is up and running now. And our event calendar has all of the in-person events posted that you can register for.
Thank you, India. Thank you for taking the time and for humoring some of my questions. I appreciate it. All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.